USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In opening the Senate on Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will conduct a serious, sober impeachment trial of President Trump.
Nothing says seriousness and sobriety like handing out souvenirs, as though this were a happy bill signing instead of the gravest process.
The Senate is formally receiving House articles of impeachment against President Trump. House impeachment managers are in the Senate chamber, and the two articles of impeachment are being read aloud.
President Trump abused the powers of the presidency by ignoring and injuring national security and other vital national interests to obtain an improper personal political benefit.
That's Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California, and the USMCA passed in the Senate and is headed to President Trump's desk. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Americans are still fueling the economy by buying more. The Commerce Department is reporting U.S. retail sales rose for the third straight month in December. Most of the buying was in household goods, leading to a 3% gain last month. The government says it grew at a 3.2% annualized rate in the third quarter of last year. Coca-Cola is coming out with a new product that has coffee drinkers a little bit more on edge. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
There will soon be two new soda and coffee drinks on store shelves. Coca-Cola is launching three flavors, dark blend, vanilla, and caramel. The 12-ounce cans have 70 calories and more caffeine than regular Coke. It's been a success in Europe, so the company decided it would try it here. Pepsi also announced its coffee cola last month.
Just what some people need, more caffeine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Classic rock singer says he can't perform anymore, and USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us why.
Rock singer Meatloaf has filed a lawsuit against a hotel at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and organizers of a horror convention that was held there, blaming them for negligence when he fell from a stage while answering questions from convention-goers last May. The singer and actor, whose real name is Michael Lee Adey, and his wife, Deborah Lee Adey, filed the suit on Monday in a state district court in Fort Worth, Texas, against the Hyatt Corp and Texas Frightmare Weekend. The lawsuit alleges the defendants hung curtains at the back edge of the stage at the Hyatt Regency DFW Hotel that hid where the stage ended, creating a hidden hazard. Meatloaf injured his neck, collarbone, and shoulder, and he says that prevented him from performing at all since. According to the complaint, the 72-year-old Dallas native spent 42 days in the hospital and was required to undergo physical therapy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, Demi Lovato will sing the national anthem at next month's Super Bowl in South Florida. The NFL and Fox announced on Thursday the Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter will take the stage in Miami on February 2nd. The news comes after Lovato went into rehab in 2018 for a drug overdose. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.